Dude, the crazy people in Austin, they're so fun, but they're like, this was the first time I was ever actually a little bit afraid.
Yeah.
Because homeless
people... You can just call them what they are. You don't have to say crazy people.
Black people.
They're called the
Black people in Austin.
They're called the unshooed.
Dude, I saw a white lady yesterday with some nice nips. I saw a white homeless with some nice nips.
No, there's
they,
some...
They show you the titties.
What the fuck do you mean white homeless, huh?
It was a white homeless lady with some nips.
The homeless people out here love to show their private parts.
Yeah. Cool, dude.
You'll see a dude's butt. You'll see a tit. You'll see just like a lot of just, and they don't.
All right, I'll move here.
It's not that bad. It's actually one of the only saving graces for the city.
Come on,
but
Jeff.
These homeless people, they're for the most part, what you do is you kind of like just watch them be crazy with each other.
Yeah,
it's really like
it's a community.
They're almost like a part of like. It's like a fucking park bench. That homeless guy is like just smelling like shit and smoking crack. And then there's another one tweaking out, yelling at him from across the street.
Yeah.
And I don't think he realized that he's being yelled at by another tweaker. And you just kind of watch it and you're like, all right, you don't really have to. I just step over them. I walk by them. Yeah. It's not really an issue. And they don't really ever attack.
Get it together, Grouch.
It's the homeless dimension. There's like a homeless dimension. Yeah. They're in their own dimension. Yeah,
they're learning a language. I think they're developing a language.
Dude. I've never had them like try to attack me or anything. But today
they're gonna grow thumbs.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Spank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
All right, welcome. It's the Real Ass Podcast. From Austin, Creek and Cave, shout out to Rebecca for letting us use this space. We fucking love the Creek, support the Creek and everything that they do. We have a great show planned here. I'm very excited because I rarely get to get these guys on. All these guys fucking live out of New York. So when we do these shows in new cities, I love it. I believe for the first time ever, the great Jeff Dye joins the Real Ass Podcast.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
It's a real ass show, my friend.
You're the man.
You're the man, dude.
I love you, buddy.
Fucking handsome son of a bitch.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. Everyone hates that about me.
Your face pisses me off. It's so handsome.
I picked the only business where it works against me.
You really did, dude. You went too handsome.
Every other job, they're like, yeah, that's good. I'd buy a house from him, but in the comedy, they're like, fuck that guy.
You're lucky you're actually funny, dude, because it would be so easy to fucking hate you if you weren't funny.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, dude. That's like when you see a hot chick in comedy, you're like, bitch, you better be good because.
Yeah, but the coincidence is they never are. Yeah.
Also, you guys know him and love him. Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Gardini back on the Real Ass Podcast.
Here we go.
I'm very good. Very happy to have you on the show. This is a big fucking day for Philly guys who moved to Austin. This is huge. Also, the great Lamar Lee back on the show. Very happy to have you. You got a blunt there, Lamar?
Dude, we token, we drink.
He's got too much shit to hold.
Damn, Beetleborgs, we're out here.
You're happy right now, dude. Lamar. Dude, yeah. Austin looks good on you, doggy.
Thank you, dude.
He's been holding so much shit that he had to tie some of it around his neck.
This is
dude,
this,
how are you, Lewis? I miss you, dude. I miss you and the whole gas crew.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, man. I miss you guys too. I'm down here a decent amount, though. You guys are fucking. You guys will see more. You're the reason I'm not staying in Shane's guest house. Thank you.
There's other rooms.
I'm not bringing my girlfriend to fucking be in a guest room of a guest house.
No, I mean, there's other rooms in the house. It's a nice house. It's a big house.
I'm sure it is. This is fucking wild. We have to talk about it. I don't want to spend my time sucking the dick of another man because that is truly just
that's
not
in the other
ass.
Room. Yeah. That's going on in the other room.
What's going on out there, dude?
It's a gay flag football league. I think they call it fag football.
It's their opening day.
And is that really what it is?
Yeah, the flags are in their butt.
Yeah. Just tons of flags. Yeah. A room full of flags.
There's a lot of women football. Out there too, though.
You pulled a flag.
No, there are flags too, dude.
There's flags too.
Yeah, there's female flags.
Yeah.
Flag
eggs.
Tons of female flags.
Every time I come, this is how you know it's not going well at the Creek. Every time I come here, there's something. something else besides comedy going on.
There's mixers happening.
Dude, there's like speed dating events.
Yeah, tech bros. Yeah. I'm at the creek at noon. You're like, what?
Dude, they're not even kidding, dude. They rent this space out for such crazy shit.
Man, I want to do a speed dating.
Yeah.
You should.
We should do it.
Yeah, I don't think you'd go. I don't think speed dating would be good.
You don't look like you're built for speed.
Yeah, slow dating. You're like a bear. They're like, you guys know about Beetleborgs?
Are you getting pussy down the elevator?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Not you can get laid once yet.
Not a single time.
Damn, dude. What about you?
No.
Damn, not late. You can get laid once?
No.
Dude, we got you guys.
I'm
we
such
got
a sex guys. Addict. I couldn't imagine going that long.
Yeah, you guys just buy it.
No.
Well, get a hook.
I got to be honest. I was a virgin for a long time, and I don't like value pussy like that much.
That's
like,
interesting.
If it happens, it happens.
Really? Yeah, I like that. That's a good way to look at it.
I wish I didn't have this.
If you don't look at it like that, you go shoot up schools.
Yeah. It's like my one real addiction. It's like pussy still.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude. I fucking love it. It's just the best.
It's pretty good. I like it too.
Look, it's never been bad, you know?
I don't know how to talk about this. Yeah, it's so warm in there.
I like it when it's wet.
Yeah. But that's also not true. Pussy has been bad. Jeff, what's the worst pussy you've ever seen in your life? In real life?
Seen?
Not on porn, not on something else. Like, real life pussy.
Name it.
This is going to go against all, because I know what I like about you is you're very true to your thing. And if it's not a popular thing, you don't give a shit. Like, no. It's just, this is the thing. So I hooked up with this chick, who squirted like a lot and often, and I'm not into that. It was a lot, but I have to, I don't want to embarrass her. Wait, I can't be like, gross.
Yeah, you're not into getting pissed on.
It was a lot, but I have to just act like, no, this is cool. I like when you do that thing.
Yeah, I like doing laundry.
I've only had it a few times, a girl squirt, like, and it fucking rules.
Yeah, I liked it, like, later on when I was talking about it, I was like, yeah, I made that happen, but.
The first time it happened, I was with a girl, I was going down on her, and I had no idea what it was, so I just thought she started pissing like while I was going down on her.
You bitch!
It's just the difference between men and women. It's like I was just like, okay, I guess she's just into pissing in my face right now, and I accepted it. Like it was just nothing. Yeah. And then it was years later I found out what squirting was, and I was like, oh fuck yeah, dude!
I was back cool. And had to, like,
memory jerks. But yeah, there's been a few times since, but fucking
when you're OCD, the squirting thing is a whole problem.
Yeah.
You're a pretty clean guy. No, not on germs, just about my. Stuff.
Oh,
I'm a stuff guy. I like clean things.
Damn
and
things
organized.
Now.
I don't like having like the mattresses all ruined.
Oh no, I'm way different. Dude. My sheets are never completely on my mattress. There's always one corner off. There's always fucking dude. I'm just such a cluttery fucking dickhead. Man. I wish I had OCD like that. I have ADHD. I can't clean. We have an opposite thing, dude. I have like horrible ADHD. If I see something like just like on a counter. And I know I have to pick it up, just like whatever it is. It gives me anxiety. It makes me feel like a depression inside. Thinking about doing my taxes. It brings me into like a dark, depressed, like fucked up place.
I understand that.
And it's like really bad ADD.
Mm-hmm.
Well, taxes, that's a whole different one. But the other thing, like, I could be late for a flight and I'm going to make the bed. You know what I'm saying? Like, really? It's got to be made. Like, it's very, I don't know, it's like a military thing.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Discipline.
Yeah.
I make the bed almost every day now.
You're fucking lying.
That's a Texas thing. I said almost every day. My bed's made right now, dude.
Have like four bombs.
Dude, we can fuck it. I said my bed is made. My bed's made right now, bro. Yeah.
I like that Jordan Peterson thing, right? Where they're like, make your bed. That's the fucking beginning of like.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Jordan, but he says clean your room. But there's a different guy that's like, make your bed. And then that way, no matter, because you're starting. Your day doing something correct, and then that starts a pattern of events of you doing the
that's how I feel about, like, I want to walk out every morning
and then that way even if you have a bad day, you come home, your bed's made, so at least you got a nice bed to sleep.
Dude, I love coming home to a made bed.
But I will never do it. I don't think I've ever made a bed in my life.
Really?
Yeah, I never do it either. I prefer to just masturbate. And then go back to sleep and then never make my bed.
Yeah, dude,
well, do you date women that are
eat
clean?
Ice cream for breakfast.
My girl is.
Does she make the bed?
She makes the bed like twice a week.
Okay, because I'm saying sometimes that'll be nice. You don't need to worry about it if you've got someone that kind of balances it.
She'll make the bed sometimes if she wants. When she cleans, she does like big house cleaning. She always makes the bed and puts all the fucking pillows on
nice.
it.
But yeah.
I don't really give a shit about it.
Me neither.
You know,
I don't know, dude. She needs to make the bed a little bit more. You're taking care of her and stuff. You know?
I gotta be honest with you. I gotta be honest with you. She's gotta make the. I cook for this bitch.
Yeah,
really?
You cook for her.
I cook for her, and I'm gonna lose all the respect in the fucking room right now. I do the dishes.
Nice. Well, I'm a clean guy. I like I do all the shit. But I mean, like, I like cleaning. I'd be willing to do all that.
Do you suck her penis?
Dude, she bends me over every morning. She really gives it to me good. I bite the sheet, and because we had like certain chores in the house. She does everything else,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I was telling my therapist. I have a new therapist. I was telling her the other day. It was like what the arrangement was, and she was like, "Well, what else is there to do then? If you're doing the cooking and the dishes, she's really got you fucking."
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Am I
fair,
a sucker? Dude. Am I fucking?
Yeah, you got fucking so. Suck, dude.
No, I don't believe. Don't listen to
she does fuck
don't
me.
Don't listen to these Austin guys.
Anytime I want to have sex, she's down every single time.
That's a pretty good trait.
Even when she doesn't want to. I can tell there's times where she really doesn't want to, yeah. And she just assumes the position. I'm like, that's a good girl.
That's like a price you pay. That's for a girl who like doesn't like to clean, but they do it every so often. They know they have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying, dude. Come on. Don't leave me over here. You guys been outside yet?
Yeah. we gotta talk about Shane hosting SNL. This is the craziest fucking thing in the world, dude.
Dude. Yeah,
how fucking wild is that? How long ago did you find out?
A month ago.
A month ago. Yeah. He's known for a full month.
Yeah.
What?
It's top secret.
A month.
It was like rumblings about it for a little while.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
It makes total sense.
Yeah. I said on my
really
stream.
I cried.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I couldn't stop crying. I was trying really not to. Happy.
Big J cried for a different reason.
Yeah.
I was on my stream like a week ago, maybe not even. And somebody was like, they said something about Shane S. And I was like, dude, I was like, I bet you one day. He will
one
host.
Day, yeah.
I said, it was this week. Yeah. It was this fucking week. I said, one day he will host SNL.
Things move fast.
I'm telling you right now, that shit is absolutely wild. And I'm very, very happy for Shane. It's all exciting. But I do have to stop my instinct to shit on SNL, right? I'll talk about it here, but like, because it's like, fuck you guys. Are you kidding me? No, fuck you guys. What changed?
They did
nothing fucking changed. He still said the shit that you fired him for. So you guys are just willing to be hypocritical
sort of. So it's a little more complex than that because it's like, it's a network. It's not SNL. It's this NBC, these gross fuck six. Like, that's the thing. Yeah. It's not like the comics on SNL were like, Shane should be.
A couple of them did.
Yeah,
there was a couple people that did interviews and they shit on him
and
as well.
And fuck them.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, these are like network things. Yeah. Normie went back and hosted SNL after he got the butt fucked from the
awesome,
network.
Man, his monologue was fucking
It was
sick.
Hilarious.
He said, either I got a lot better or this show still sucks.
I want Shane.
But you know,
so
it's the same,
I'm sure he's going to do something super clever.
I'm not racist anymore. This is the most racist show on television.
Dude, it's just, and you're right. It's not just SNL. It's NBC. It's the corporation. Obviously, it's the sponsors. It's a big machine. But none of that changed. And if you step back from it and you look at what happened there, you go like, oh wow, it is truly soulless.
It's correctioning though. Like they corrected it by saying now he's going to host.
Did they correct it?
They got to eat crow.
They got to eat crow, but did they correct it? Or are they just simply so soulless
they are.
That they don't care? They went, money,
yep.
Cool, what? This guy's a big comic now. We'll bring him back.
That's consistent. They're consistently soulless.
Being a hypocrite on the internet, that's probably the worst thing you could be, right? This is when people get canceled. It's when they're hypocrites. Louis got canceled because he was fucking, Trump is Hitler, blah, blah, blah. And then it was like, well, no, dude, you have a fuck up checkered past as well. And that's when people started coming after him.
But to be fair, they also had like Donald Trump host before.
Yeah,
SNL does have a history of like going against the things that their people
corruptions are corporations are consistently soulless.
Yeah,
they're fucking gross and disgusting, and they do money grubbing fucking hip, like they're terrible.
easy on the Jew impression.
But what I'm saying is that you could make the argument that Shane agreeing to do it is the hypocrisy.
No.
No, no. Shane, my point is, it's a big fucking middle finger in the air.
He's the best. That's what I'm saying. Shane's going to go back and be like, fuck you. They got to eat their crow. Yeah. But like, they're just being just as shitty as they are.
Yeah. No, you're right. But if Shane said no, that would be a pretty baller move too.
Yes.
Not as baller as hosting SNL. Yeah.
Their first sketch last night was pretty pointed, obviously, but I'm just saying,
if you were going to criticize SNL for it, he should be like, fuck off. Oh, I wasn't funny enough. Now I'm going to host? Fuck you.
Honestly, I would understand if he did that. And you're right. And honestly, like,
can I be honest? I think he was too funny and then he just got promoted to host.
Yeah. What do you mean?
It was too funny to be a regular cast member to like, we got to get rid of this guy somehow.
Oh, also, you know the sketches he would have wrote? They would have just bastardized them or said no. Like,
no, he also could have gotten lost in the mix. If Shane would have gotten SNL, there's a good chance.
He's too funny for that show.
Right. And there's a good chance they wouldn't have utilized him the way that would have showcased as funny. Because they're a fucking super liberal show.
Yep.
Because they're trying to send that message. They weren't trying to push the white guys. Do you know how many white guys they've gone through on SNL in the past like 10 years? There's so many just white unknown cast members that fucking are in and out. That was sort of the concern with Shane. It's like, are they going to really get his funny? Doing it the way that he's doing it now is just fucking bonkers.
It's going to be awesome.
Is he the biggest comic in the country for sure?
Almost definitely.
Who the fuck sells? Dude, it's crazy.
Matt Rife is the only one bigger.
Yeah, Rife is huge.
But he isn't better, and he's definitely not Shane Gillis. Shane Gillis is, I mean, the respect, the money, the.
Dude, I put him on
my Rife.
Dougie, I put him on this show, and we announced him. Oh, shit. What the? Oh, no.
What's wrong? The Jews heard.
So yeah, dude. I watched the Norm thing as well, and that. So I don't know what's the story behind that. He got fired from SNL, and then they invited him back to host.
Norm
same thing.
I think his name is Don Olmeyer. He's an NBC exec because he kept making OJ and Michael Jackson jokes.
But to be fair to that guy,
he was like personal friends with OJ Olmeyer. Oh, right. Wait,
to be fair to that
guy,
he
would warn him and say stop doing it, and Norm would just do it anyway.
I watched a compilation. It was like 20 minutes.
Dude, it's so good. My favorite Norm joke is the Michael Jackson one.
I think it's parallel to, like, you know, Chappelle making all these trans jokes. Is people go like, well, why does he keep it? It's the most relevant topic of the current times.
Yeah.
Same with the OJ. Who's not talking about OJ? Yeah. Of course he's going to write about that every week.
They say don't talk about something. All you want to do is talk about it.
Biggest thing.
You
know? Somebody saying at Shane's house this weekend, they gave us a story about OJ. They said they were at a party and they're doing some drugs. And a guy asked for a knife from OJ. And OJ was like, niggas gonna ask me for a knife?
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude, OJ, when is OJ gonna start doing podcasts?
Good question. He makes internet videos.
He's on the Cameron podcast sometimes. Cameron and Mace.
Really?
Oh, that's right. He calls in. He's like their Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Or Pat McAfee.
That's fine. Dude, all I want to do is get OJ Simpson on the Legion of Skanks.
Dude.
That would be the sickest shit ever.
Bro, that'd be such a risk for him.
You think a risk for him?
You guys are such an animal. Dude. Like, what? How about it be 30 seconds before a joke was made?
Oh, my. We would introduce him as wife murderer.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's the other podcast, we've got OJ, don't say anything. You know, you guys.
Oh my God.
He beat the case. He's not a wife murderer.
I feel like he has a good sense of humor about it.
Yeah.
He does kind of
fucks around about it, I think.
I don't think he does, actually.
I don't know. Maybe you're right.
Because the Sacha Baron Cohen you saw when he was doing the thing.
No. I did see that, but I can't remember.
Sacha
exactly
Baron Cohen just kept like, by oh, the, he right. was pretending to be a character. He's like, "You kill your wife, da, 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 da. Yeah, and yeah. Come on, man, come on, man."
Oh, that's
just
right.
Totally regretted being there.
Right,
he's
yeah.
like, "Ah, come on, dude." Like,
yeah, he didn't like it when Sacha Baron Cohen did it too.
Yeah, dude, we interviewed a guy who killed his mom, on Legion of Skanks. Yeah, he was a fan who killed his mom.
Oh, you told me. I think I.
Well, yeah, so did he get in trouble or?
Yeah, dude, he ended up fucking just getting like. Dude, he
probation.
No, it was like, yo, he was out,
community
dude.
Service.
He was in a halfway house, doggy. This guy murdered his mom and like was actually crazy. And they were like, all right, well, he's crazy. They put him in a hospital.
I hate that.
And then like in 6 months, he was like in a halfway house and he had like a day job. We're like, that's crazy.
That's the stuff that scares me.
But I think in order to get off with like insanity,
you have to, I don't think there's really tricking anybody. Right. I think you got to be really fucking bonkers.
Yeah.
If you murder somebody and get away with it, you got to be a fucking true.
But those are the people that should be in penitentiaries. If you're so crazy that you think when someone wrongs you, you get to kill them, that's who I'm afraid of.
Well, this is what I would say about like
institutionalized.
I'm not afraid of an ex-wife. I'm afraid of a guy who's at a grocery store like, that guy wronged me. I'm going to cut his head off. That's the scary guy.
Do you have a gun?
I have tons of guns, yeah.
Do you guys have guns? Tons of guns.
And I live in California.
Dude, what's your favorite gun?
My next special is called The Last Cowboy in L.A. because literally, like, L.A. girls come to my house and be like, you have guns? Oh, my God, that's racist. You're like, what the fuck? That's racist. That's a dumb, it's a dumb L.A. chick. It's a stupid city.
Shut up.
You are wearing those. Oh, my God. I bring in the kitchen. Like, what's up? Who's having a party?
Jeff, to be fair to those girls, you are wearing an engine hat right now.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Wahoo.
Chief Wahoo. I'm celebrating natives.
No, I always like say this about, like, gun control because people are like, all right, well, you need to have, you know, better laws in place to make sure crazy people aren't getting guns. And I do agree with that to a certain degree. But there's also a moment where somebody goes crazy.
Yeah.
There's a moment, right? Like there's a moment of being manic. There's a moment where your girlfriend cheats on you or whatever it is. And there's no test for that.
Right.
So at the end of the day, everyone is really just a walking, ticking time bomb. Like, for me, the reason I don't have a gun is because I would have killed three people today.
Right.
On my way over here.
Also, background checks only work if you've already done something.
Sure.
You're like, wait, this is only testing what I've already done? And they're like, like, perfect, I haven't done crimes yet. I need the gun to do the crimes.
Yeah. He's 18 years old, giving time.
Yeah, exactly. There's going, oh, cool, I haven't done them. I need that to do the crimes.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. YoKratom.com, the marquee sponsor for all things Gas Digital, the marquee sponsors for Skankfest, and one of the best partners in the world. These guys are an amazing company that support great comedy. And if you are in the market for Kratom and you guys are over 21 years old, YoKratom is for you. They have the best price guaranteed, $60 for a kilo of high-quality lab-tested Kratom. Just go to YoKratom.com. There is no promo code needed. YoKratom.com. All right, where were we? I was walking down the street. Me and my girl got into an argument this morning. That's why I left. Go to the Hilton, get a steam in while she stayed at
while
the
she
room.
Pouted.
While she pouted, exactly. So I went to get a steam in, and on my way back, dude, the crazy people in Austin, they're so fun, but they're like, this was the first time I was ever actually a little bit afraid.
Yeah.
Because homeless
people. You can just call them what they are. You don't have to say crazy people.
Black people.
They're called
Black people in Austin.
They're called the unshooed.
Dude, I saw a white lady yesterday with some nice nips. I saw a white homeless with some nice nips.
No, there's
they,
some.
They show you the titties.
What the fuck do you mean white homeless, huh?
It was a white homeless lady with some nips.
The homeless people out here love to show their private parts.
Yeah. Cool, dude.
You'll see a dude's butt. You'll see a tit. You'll see just like a lot of just. And they don't.
All right, I'll move here.
It's not that bad. It's actually one of the only saving graces for the city.
Come on,
but
Jeff.
These homeless people, they're for the most part, what you do is you kind of like just watch them be crazy with each other.
Yeah.
It's really like
it's a community.
They're almost like a part of like. It's like a fucking park bench. That homeless guy is like just smelling like shit and smoking crack. And then there's another one tweaking out, yelling at him from across the street.
Yeah.
And I don't think he realized that he's being yelled at by another tweaker. And you just kind of watch it and you're like, all right, you don't really have to. I just step over them. I walk by them. Yeah. It's not really an issue. And they don't really ever attack.
Get it together, Grouch.
It's the homeless dimension. There's like a homeless dimension. Yeah. They're in their own dimension. Yeah,
they're learning a language. I think they're developing a language. Dude.
Nice, I've never had them like try to attack me or anything. But today
they're gonna grow thumbs.
I almost got caught in the crossfire of two homeless people. It was actually three homeless people. It was a white lady, like a half naked white lady wearing she was wearing a wet T-shirt. That's the best way to describe it.
Wet T-shirt.
A white wet. tank top or a muscle shirt or something. Yeah. Exactly. Right. But her tits where you could see them, they were wet.
Nice.
And she was like, she's yelling at this other black kid across the street. She's like, yeah, fuck you. That's my uncle. That's my uncle, motherfucker. Get away from my uncle. Now, her uncle was another black guy sitting in the street. I have no idea how this guy was her uncle. Right? Yeah. So she's yelling. Now, the younger black guy that was near her uncle starts running at her.
Oh,
and
shit.
I'm watching this happen. And I'm like, oh, shit, this is going to get wild.
Yeah.
She pulls out a knife. And she's like, come on, fuck, I'll cut you, motherfucker. I dare you. And he's like, whoa.
Let's go.
And he starts running up the street. Her uncle gets up. His ass is out. He's just wearing fucking shorts. He's got a pipe in his hand.
Oh,
he starts chasing the younger black guy down the street, and they're running right at me. So they literally, I had to jump into the street to get out of the way of all of it, dude.
Yeah.
But that was the closest I've ever been to being stabbed
and had your blood sucked up. I hope my nieces hear this so they can learn how you fucking treat your uncle. My nieces have been getting a free ride. They never defend me, these little shits. My nieces need to step up their fucking uncle protection game.
That's a very good point. My niece doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, my niece doesn't even give a shit. They'll be like, your uncle's not even funny. I saw him on Tonight Show, and I'm like, hey. She goes, yeah, I don't think he's funny either.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy. You almost got... Vampire. There, that was a homeless.
There's a family feud.
That was a trick.
Yeah, it was all crazy. Yeah. But I just felt like I was almost in the middle of like.
Yeah. Once they drain your blood, you become homeless.
Mm-hmm. I just don't want to touch them because I feel like I don't know exactly what diseases you can get. Like my concern is I punch a homeless person in the head. I'm going to break their skin, their tooth is going to bite me, and then I'm going to catch hepatitis. Is that a thing that happens?
That is a thing that happens. Possible. I mean, I don't know if it's from that, but that could happen.
You're going to catch the Last of Us disease.
Yeah. Also, that's a problem. They can literally do anything they want, and you're going to be the bad guy.
Yeah,
so they're going to go, oh my God, you hear that he hit a homeless person? You're like, yeah, that guy was literally rushing him.
Yeah, remember the guy
throwing shit at him. They said the N-word a bunch of times, but because he's homeless, all of a sudden he's like innocent of all things.
Yeah,
fucking hate the homeless.
There's the guy that choked him out on the train. Remember that guy? Like,
yeah, that poor guy's in jail.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy who killed the guy? Is he in jail?
Yeah, no, he went to jail, like prison.
He went to jail, the guy who choked the guy to death?
Yeah, the Michael Jackson impersonator.
That hero?
Yeah, he's a hero. Also, that guy hasn't been a Michael Jackson impersonator for like 10 years. Since then, he's been a crazy person that terrifies everyone on the train.
But he was also a crazy person when he was a Michael Jackson impersonator. Right. There was videos
of
him like threatening tourists and beating people up.
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
Yeah. Also, you guys, I used to live in New York for a very short amount of time. Have you guys ever lived there or anything?
I just did
before I moved here. Yeah.
The train is scary, right?
The train's pretty fucking scary.
It's scary.
And the cops aren't going to do shit.
I'm 6'4", I'm 240 pounds, and I see so simple, but I like it. But I would see guys get on the train like, attention everybody, I would get nervous.
Yeah.
Showtime.
Let alone if I'm a girl or like
dancing.
A family or I got kids with me or something. Like,
no, I had to leave specifically during the pandemic because I moved out to Jersey during the pandemic. Just because
Jersey's the best.
Homeless people were just fucking everywhere and they're just, man.
No, that guy is a hero.
Yeah, how long is he in jail for? Please look that up, Justin.
I
would love to. I didn't. I thought they were putting him on trial, and
once again,
it was just the story of the week. So I stopped caring about the dead guy. Same. Yeah,
I forgot about
Don't get confused. I don't know stuff.
I think Ukraine happened the next week or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. There's drag queens dancing for kids. I don't know the news.
Who knows what we care about? This
drag queens do have good moves.
I just know The Rock's coming back to WrestleMania, and that's all I care about.
That is true.
Like when they fall back,
dude. I was reading the fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger book.
Yeah,
doggy. He straight up admitted to being anti-Semitic.
Really?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Please call him Arnold S.
He's
Austrian, dude. And his father fought for the Nazis.
Yeah,
straight up fought for the Nazis.
He's the Ubermensch. You would like the Nazis too if you were exactly what they wanted.
if you were a Hitler wet dream like that,
dude. Schwarzenegger.
Let's see.
This is him. Yeah.
The Triple Marine, right?
Yeah, he was
veteran or something.
That guy looks like he's in the UFC. Daniel Penny.
He did a UFC move where he just basically put you in a sleeper. I don't know, UFC, you know better than anything.
He did a rear naked choice.
Like, anytime someone says, hey, can you put me out? They come back. You got him out, and that's it.
Well, I think he just held it. He held it for like three more minutes.
He squeezed the hell out of that boy.
After he completely went lifeless, he went, hold on. I gotta go tight now.
Yeah. Siri, set timer for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Just holding it.
Yeah.
Wait, he's in jail, though, right? For
murder. He's probably not going to be in life.
I think it should be manslaughter.
This really isn't like other podcasts, is it, where you can ask for information?
Al Sharpton's a fucking...
There's no information in this podcast.
Al Sharpton's a...
You're my guy. I love you.
Jackson's an op, dude.
Go ahead, Lemaire. Black History Month. Take them all over.
Yeah.
Al Sharpton, you're on watch.
Dude, Jesse Jackson, too, on watch, bro.
You're on watch.
Dude, they were informants.
I
just realized this, like, last month.
I hate those fucking race hustlers.
Like, why did, like... Jesse Jackson was there when Martin Luther King died. He gave the guy the fucking gun to shoot MLK.
It's fucking crazy,
dude. He didn't give him the gun.
This is new information.
He didn't give him the gun, but he was there. He like let him in.
It was one of the most fed-like killings of all time.
Yeah.
And Martin Luther King's brother died like the next week at a hotel.
Dude.
Yeah. These people are fucking gross and evil, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
I'll be dead soon. All the shit I'm talking about Hillary Clinton and shit. Yeah, like, I'll be gone.
You need to be careful, dude.
I'm talking a lot of shit.
Jeff dies on the radar.
Yeah, that's why all these guys are like, oh, he'll say anything. Bring him on. And then I'll be dead in like a month.
I love Young Hill Dog, dude. Young Hill Dog's a babe, bro.
Oh, she's pretty hot, dude.
Yeah,
she's pretty hot. We were talking about wrestling babes before.
Oh, dude.
Who are the wrestling? There's only one wrestling babe that I give a fuck about now. Her name
Nia Jax.
Nikita
Lyons. Like Nikita Lyons is my favorite.
She's thick as hell.
I thought he was gonna say Nia Jax.
Nia Jax is looking good.
Who's that? No, she's not.
Dude, you don't like her?
She's hot from the nose up.
Jeff, bite your tongue.
No, she's
internet went down.
God damn internet.
All right, so there's one next
stuff going on.
Yeah, taking all the Wi-Fi out there.
Taking all the Wi-Fi.
Hogging all the bandwidth.
He's like, oops, I put the plug in my butt.
Everything is in their butt.
Can
I get a Rambler? And they're just shoving it in their butt.
I love the gay community.
Supposed to drink the drinks.
Dude, there's a Latin chick. She's not even in the WWE. She's in like Next or one of the
NXT.
She's in NXT.
Lola Vice.
Oh, Roxanne Perez?
No, Lola Vice.
How do you know Lola Vice?
Because she's a former Bellator fighter.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, Lewis, because I have a wrestling podcast once a week with Freddie Prince Jr.
Oh, really?
I'm watching hours.
Wrestling with Freddie, wrestling with friends.
Thanks, man. Right. I watch wrestling hours a week, and I've never heard of who you're talking about.
Oh, dude, she's so hot. What was her name when she was in Bellator?
I don't know.
I'm not sure who you're talking about.
I didn't know she was in Bellator.
Who is?
She can really fucking fight, dude.
Maxine Dupree is my
Maxine.
I think she's so hot.
Pull up Lola Vice real quick. Real quick. You gotta see this bitch. Her body, her ass is like on another fucking level.
She's beautiful. Valerie Lareda.
Doggies, go to her images. Just hit images because I don't want to see any of these.
She's a beautiful young lady.
The queen.
Doggies, her ass is wild.
Yeah, they're putting her over pretty big right now, actually.
It's all cringy as fuck, dude.
Wrestling's the best.
Yeah. Oh, there's a picture of her and Nikita.
Nikita is a fat ass.
She's right there. Okay. That's a picture of them together.
That's a weird angle, but
it's a thick bitch.
They look good. This is Maxine Dupree.
Maxine Dupree.
I have a type, you know.
Yeah, she's like that. Search beautiful Maxine, lady please. Too.
She looks good.
It's three X's.
So the thing in wrestling now, dude, they still fucking there's so many of them now.
Yeah, because they're trying to do this thing where it's like they're just as good as the guy wrestles, and we're all playing along.
But do are they?
No,
right? They stink.
They don't stink. It's just it isn't going to be as good as the. Like they had the Women's Royal Rumble last week, and it was like it was fun. It was great. And then about 2 minutes into the Men's Rumble, you're going, oh yeah.
I like the Women's Rumble more, dude. I love the fucking Jordana Grace. I cried when I watched wrestling. You're a sweet guy. I love wrestling. It's a beautiful story.
To be happy for Shane to get SNL makes you cry. That you love Women's Royal Rumble is making me cry. Shane should be a little like, yeah, but you cried at Women's Royal Rumble.
No. It's only when there's.
What if Shane came out as the number 30 pick of the Women's Royal Rumble?
This year, my favorite wrestler, R-Truth. He's this old wrestler, dark as night. He's one of the greatest guys ever. But he's got the best comedic timing out of any wrestler in the history of this. He's very funny. He came out of the Women's Rumble, and then they ejected him because, like, dude, you're not a woman. And he goes, you telling me all them were women? He's so funny.
I was really, really into wrestling from the time, like WrestleMania 6 to WrestleMania 13.
Okay.
I want to say. But I remember, like, it was such a big time in my life.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, it was everything to me.
Yeah.
And up until I was like, you know, maybe even just a few years ago, I was like, dude, I used to be a huge ref for a really long time. And then you realize it wasn't a very long time. It was just, you know, half of my childhood.
Yeah.
Formative years.
Yeah. These super formative years. But then I didn't give a fuck about it at all. So I stopped. I went to WrestleMania 11.
Yeah.
I was there. Awesome. I'm on camera.
Yeah. Nice.
We were on the gate.
That'd be easy to find.
Parkford, Connecticut. Yeah.
Because they're all Peacock. Like on the, they're all up.
Yeah, yeah. Me and my sister, and when Jonathan Taylor Thomas is coming out, you can see us because nice. They had all these like the celebrities, and I touched Pamela Anderson's arm.
Yeah. Ooh.
How does it feel to be more famous than both of the people you just named? You saw both of them. Jonathan Taylor Thomas is at the chimney sweep in Sherman Oaks right now, going, "Louis J. Gomez just referenced me," like, and you're more famous.
That's nice. I'm hotter than Pamela Anderson now. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's what we never thought we'd be able to say that.
Yeah, right?
She's a beautiful queen.
That's how but age
her. Her skin, it was the softest thing that I ever felt in my entire life, dude. It was like her arm. Yeah. It was wild.
Like
she was
an angel.
She was so hot. It was fucking crazy. Yeah. When you're, I was what 11 years. I was 11 years old, and it was I touched Pamela, and I was like, dude, this is it, dude. Yeah. I'll never. And I jerked off with that exact hand.
How many times?
Good.
The wrestling, you're saying, like the formative years of wrestling or whatever is like. It's like, that's the reason most wrestling fans to watch is because their favorite show just never got canceled.
Yep.
You know?
That's it.
If you went back and watched it right now, most of the wrestlers are still in it.
Are still out there.
Either they're dead or they're still in it.
Yeah. They're like some sort of like, or they're behind the scenes.
Well,
like,
they'll all lie like, about retiring.
I saw Jim Duggan. It's like, I think he's like an executive.
Yeah,
or
they
like,
all do it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Ric Flair still wrestles.
They become stand-up comedians too. Mankind's a stand-up comedian.
Yeah. Dolph Ziggler, Ryan Nemeth. Yeah. Mick Foley sucks.
Do you know him personally?
He's a nice guy, but I'm just saying, like, he'll clog up some comedy club, you know, with all of his wrestling fans. And then the wrestling fans have to sit through a terrible show just to get the Instagram picture and to get him to sign a sock, you know? And they don't leave hating him. I got to meet Mick Foley. I got the sock. I've got the pictures. My favorite wrestler. But today I learned I hate stand-up comedy.
Comedy sucks.
And so then they just never come back to a comedy show because they're like, this was terrible.
I figured he had good stories or something.
No.
I think it's all lies, same thing too. With Jake the Snake. I think Jake the Snake is a...
They're lies. He tries to make you believe George W. Bush went to him and went, bang, bang. I'm like, yeah, George W. Bush knew Cactus Jack. Shut the fuck up.
Fool me once, can't fool me again.
That was what my... Actually, that's really what happened was ECW became so cool. And the WWE just sort of, it was WWF at the time, it just started, it was kind of like cheese dick. I got really into ECW.
I loved ECW.
And ECW was like the gateway to like just starting to do drugs and finger fucking. So it was like.
But they fooled you because that's just as choreographed and scripted.
I knew it was choreographed and scripted, but it was fucking still more badass.
It was
dude.
Badass.
It was like, there's nothing choreographed about the entire crowd throwing their chairs at Sabu in the middle of the ring.
Oh, hell yeah.
It just happened, okay?
Spike Dudley being thrown off a 200 level.
Don't give a fuck. We had what's his name?
Mikey Shipwreck.
We had New Jack on Legion of Skanks twice. We had him on twice.
You know who's one of my favorite wrestlers of all time?
He was insane, dude.
He was a fucking bad person.
Actually, an actual murderer.
Yeah.
He has like, he told us he had like 6 or 7 confirmed kills. Yeah. Like he murdered people.
He tried to kill wrestlers in the ring.
No, there's a fake. Actually, you can pull that. Did you not see this?
No.
Oh, dude, pull up Cactus Jack, or not Cactus Jack,
New Jack.
New Jack.
Kind of sounds scary.
Murdering a man in the ring.
Oh, I see this.
So there's the story.
There's one where he throws a guy off of the top.
Yes. That's much scary.
There's two. So there's one where he throws a guy off the top of the thing, and he completely misses the chair.
Barely misses. Hits the ropes.
The other tables. One, the guy, I guess, went too hard in another match.
Yeah, the big fat guy.
Yeah, New Jack pulls out a fucking knife and starts stabbing him.
Oh, that's the ginger guy. This guy didn't die.
No, he didn't die. New Jack told us the story.
Yeah.
He promised him that if he didn't press charges and said it was part of the show,
they'd work the gimmick. Yeah.
They would work and that he would teach him. And then he was like, as soon as he dropped the charges, he was like, I never talked to that motherfucker again.
Yeah, that's great.
Yo, it was awesome.
But there's video of him stabbing the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, pull up. Yeah.
That's it. That guy killed himself too. That
I didn't know him to lose his impression.
Well, the big fat guy was a kid, the 16-year-old who lied about his age.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy who stabbed?
He stabbed.
No, the stab guy is this red-haired guy. But it's such a great move because he literally stabs him a bunch of times. Because this guy, he came up to him before the match and was like, "All right, here's what I want to do." And New Jack's like, "What do you mean, fucking you? What you want to do? We do what I want to do."
Yeah.
And because this guy's a fucking, he's nobody.
This guy's mean.
New Jack's in a star.
You talked to this guy, Lewis?
Yeah, we had him on the podcast twice. I had him clothesline me. We turned the lights out, and then the lights came back on, and I was wearing like a big, dumb, like feather mask.
Yeah.
And I was like, New Jack, you came here. And we didn't know how he was going to react.
Yeah.
We watched the video back. He had his hand in his
bad
pocket.
Idea.
He had a fucking weapon. He had no idea. Dude, it was.
He's a crazy person. He's like, an actual crazy.
He's dead now. He died.
Yeah. Oh, thank It'd God. It'd be like being scared. Like, I'm scared he's going to get me.
Yeah. You doing I'm that would be
scare
like.
Easily. This guy's scary.
You doing that would be like me going to someone's backyard and be like, watch me fuck with this pit bull. Like, yeah. It's not a good idea.
It's really like, it's really wasn't good.
No. If you go New Jack stabbing. Oh, that's what he did type in.
I'd like to see. Yeah. Did he stab the guy actually?
Yeah, you can see it. You see a bunch of it. Well, it's not on TV because this was like a small like house show, but someone recorded it. That's not it.
No?
Just type in New Jack stabbing and then find the video.
Hunter
Come on, you got this.
Dude, Bing it up, dude. Get off Google.
Yeah, you gotta get on Bing. Have you heard of Bing?
Yeah, do you use Bing? You're gonna find the video.
The
wrestler's
Bing. Name was Hunter Red.
Oh, I've seen this guy before.
It's crazy that there's rules. Multiple videos it's of him stabbing people.
It was the early 90s, and he watched the Denzel movie and was like, "All right, New Jack City. I'm gonna make that my gimmick, right?" So then he makes it his gimmick, and he'd go to these redneck towns doing these house shows. He'd be like, "Oh, you white trash motherfuckers, never seen a black guy like me," and they hated him so much they would try to get him. Like it was like the 70s when people didn't know wrestling was fake. Yeah. But then he'd go on TV, on the not big TV, but like regional TV, and be like, "We not like you, house N words. Yeah. And you literally keep going after them. Be like, OJ, keep it going, my guy." He would literally put over OJ.
He put over OJ.
He was like OJ.
That was his thing.
The way we see it is two more white people we don't got to deal with.
That was one of his angles in his promo. That
I
was
love
like,
this. Actually, he's not really scary
a great wrestler. He's a great wrestler, but a crazy person.
He's crazy. So I got introduced to him when I was watching ECW. I watched New Jack and Mustafa wrestle the Dudley Boys at the Orange County Fairgrounds.
Nice.
I watched Sandman versus Tommy Dreamer in a fucking Singapore cane match.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, it was just so violent and fun. I'm like 13 years old, dude.
There it is.
They're called kendo sticks now.
Punch them right there. Real punch.
Fuck.
And then that's New Jack off.
But by the way, New Jack, he's carrying a knife on him. Look.
He pulls it out of his pocket on the outside. Watch.
Yeah, yeah. Look, he doesn't.
No, he's choking
he's got him in the chokehold.
You'll see his hand.
He's telling him, "Don't fucking hit me like that." Look. And then he grabs the mic.
Look. You're watching a murderer.
Dude.
So, but this guy doesn't die, but he really stabs him.
Yes, he's stabbing him.
Oh, my God,
him.
In the back?
Danny, it gets worse. And if you could hear
the neck, fuck? In the head?
Yeah.
Dude, he's insane.
This is
he's
scary.
Trying to... I mean, it's genuinely the most hardcore wrestler in history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, he goes...
fucked. And he actually...
On the outside of the ring, when he starts getting him more, you can hear people go, "Enough, please, stop." And the police came in. The police treated New Jack like he was, I mean, I guess they should.
Oh, did he just stab him again?
I don't like this.
I love how he's also still stomping on the ground with the stabs. Yeah, he just can't get out of the
ring. It's all he knows. I wonder if a guy like you who knows what he's doing would beat up a pro wrestler... If their brain would not know how to throw a real punch.
So pro wrestlers, so there was a thing like for a while, pro wrestlers were getting into things with like MMA dudes because they have like a chip on their shoulder and they're like, "Yeah, you want to call it fucking fake." I met a pro wrestler one time outside of a comedy club and I mentioned MMA and then he got really fucking heated about it. But a lot of those wrestlers are legitimately really tough guys. Like Bam Bam Bigelow went and fought in Pride back in the day.
Yeah, he was a bad guy.
He was a bad motherfucker.
He also fought women in private.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But there was a few guys. I think it just depends on who it is. I think that some of these guys are actually really fucking tough to put your body through that, right?
No.
I did a pro wrestling match at Skankfest a few years ago, and I went in for two training sessions at like a real legit gym.
Yeah.
And I remember like the owner of the gym wouldn't look at me. It was this like Lucha Libre guy who like he was like legit, and he was like he didn't respect the fact that I wasn't a real wrestler and going through the motions, but they still like allowed me to do it. But it was like all these weird rules about what you have to do and how you have to respect it. But they were like, it was really tough training. I mean, just taking the bumps all day. It hurts like hell. And what happens is you start getting tired and you stop using proper technique. So it becomes more and more dangerous. You have to really legitimately be athletic.
Yeah.
And when I did the actual match, in fact, maybe you could pull that up. Pull up Luis J. Gomez versus Harrington at Skankfest. You can do this.
Can I do a match at this year's Skankfest?
He's in wrestling school.
I'm going to go to wrestling
school. So we're doing
wrestling
at Skankfest this year, for sure. We're not doing Ellis Mania, but we're going to do wrestling and we're doing combat stuff. So we're going to do a 16-man jiu-jitsu tournament with all comedians. Even if you don't know jiu-jitsu, you can join.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
We're going to do a bunch of stupid shit.
This is exactly what you want.
Dude, I just got beat up at 10th Planet for the first time last week.
Nice.
Yeah.
Also, these wrestlers are they're liars about stuff too. Like maybe you can attest to this now that you're doing the classes.
Yeah.
They say, oh, it's a technique, you know? You distribute your weight. And when you go, yeah, fuck off. I watch a lot of wrestling. You're just hurting your back. You're just used to the pain.
Yeah.
They're not perfectly distributing their weight every time.
But there's a way to do it. So if you actually, Justin, before you even pull it up for us, just fast forward to the point where you'll see I'm having a wrestling match. It's not me fighting Harrington. Cool. You pull up the video.
As soon as I get internet.
Oh, you don't have internet. I'm sorry, I'm busting your chops.
But the guy that I did the match with.
They're being too gay out there again.
I'm forgetting his name, the guy that I did the match with. But he hit me with a clothesline that fucking leveled me.
Yeah.
That really, like, I bit my tongue. And he did it on purpose because he was like, oh, you're not a wrestler. I'm going to fucking show you what the fuck's up. Which
Go
was kind
a little
of
stiff on you, as they call
it. He went
stiff.
Yeah, yeah. And it was kind of a dick move. But I think a lot of these guys, you got to be pretty fucking tough.
Sure,
if you're
I don't
taking
think they're
steroids,
not tough.
You're 6 foot five, you're in the gym every day.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys, I think they learn martial arts and shit like that just to sort of like
Or a lot of these
better.
Kids are like little latchkey kids that were fighting all the time anyways, and then wrestling was like a productive way for them to, you know, kind of like UFC or boxing. Like they had like kind of rough fightier kid lifestyles.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Dude.
There we go.
Oh, that's right.
What's this guy's name?
I'm fucking...
I don't
Chuck
know.
Payne.
Chuck
there we
Payne.
Go.
Chuck Payne.
Oh, is he from? He looks like he's
from Capital.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go.
That was a good slap. That was a good slap. That was a good slap. It wasn't stiff. That was
a
good slap.
Big paw.
Oh, that was a little. That was good. That was good.
That was a wrestling slap.
Oh, he's. Nice.
Oh. Skank hands. Nice.
This right here leveled me, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Right now I'm going, my tongue in my mouth. My tongue in my mouth. I bit my tongue, so I'm.
That sucks.
I'm freaking out right now.
He went under your. That was under the chin one. That was under
That's why I had to get that cheap shot to the nuts.
Oh, you hit him in the chest.
Big boot.
The big boot.
Hit you right in the chest, dude.
Also, you biting your tongue is worse for our occupation than breaking an arm.
Why is he, why
we
is
need
he,
our tongues.
True.
Chuck Nice. What are you doing, Chuck?
Oh, Chuck Payne. Not Chuck Nice.
Chuck Payne. Oh, yeah. That was a pretty good scoop slam, dude. That was solid. Bad.
You didn't work with him much on that either. You were really getting him dead weight
there. No. Yeah. So you faster. He puts me through a table at the end of it.
Nice.
Right, through, through a door.
Yeah. I got put through a door, dude. What the hell?
Yeah, LeMaire had
Why'd
a
you
fight.
Do this?
He just had one. You could pull up LeMaire's too. You know, watch everyone's wrestling.
It was so fun, dude. It was so fun. The whole the crowd was were you there for this, LeMaire?
No.
The crowd was losing their fucking minds, dude. And now Ari Shaffir comes in
crazy.
With his Jew clam. And he.
What does he do? Oh, he puts his butthole on
you. Dude, he fucking puts his butthole on my face.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Watch,
like, I had no idea that this was happening. It was so wet and moist and mushy. I thought it was Zach and Miko. I thought Zach's giant fat ass was on me.
Did you throw up?
No, that's the wood chips.
What is he thinking? All of it made sense till Ari put his butthole on you.
That's so funny.
Dude, it was so fun. It was, I mean, this is me and Ari every year we try to like fuck with each other at Skankfest.
Yeah.
I threw piss in his face one year.
Okay, so it's on brand.
It's on brand. It was fucking wild. This is the old days of Skankfest. This is when Skankfest was fucking 1,300 people in Brooklyn. Oh,
the God real damn. Winners were the audience that night.
I'm a sick man. All right, let's take a quick moment and talk about one of our brand new sponsors, which I absolutely love, King Palm, kingpalm.com. If you're a blunt smoker like me, legal herbs, of course. If you're a blunt smoker like me, I'll tell you right now, King Palm has the absolute highest quality blunt wraps in the world, and you don't even have to know how to roll a blunt. You stuff them with legal herbs. They have a little like stick that you stuff them down with. It takes like a minute. It's faster. It rolls the absolute perfect blunt. They have different sizes. They have different flavors. You probably know King Palm. If you've ever been in 7-Eleven, they sell them there. They sell them in all the major smoke shops, but you can get a 20% discount. Just go to kingpalm.com, KINGPALM.com, and use the promo code REALASS, all one word, REALASS, REALASS at kingpalm.com for 20% off your order today. Kingpalm.com, promo code REALASS. All right, let's get back into it. But yeah, dude, I used to love it, dude. But I have a newfound respect for wrestlers.
Chris.
Just training for a day.
Chris Pagan.
Yeah.
Well, like UFC guys wouldn't go to a theater and watch like a play.
Yeah.
Watch like Hamlet and go, these guys are fucking pussies. Right. It's like, yeah, that's all wrestling. It's theater.
Yeah.
It's theater, but they've added a little element of athletics and circus kind of. That's all it is.
I will say,
it's weird to hate it.
Yeah, to hate it's crazy.
Indifference makes sense.
Yeah.
The level of like danger that you put your body through, that's the thing where you go like, Like, dude, I won't even fucking. Have you ever tried to do like a backflip on a trampoline?
Yes.
It's tough. Yeah, I can't.
I can do
I
it.
Can't
do
I won't. I can't even get myself. I can't bring my body can to you? Even really yeah. attempt it because I think I'm going to land on my neck and snap my neck.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just the idea of like just doing it. So I'll curl up in a ball and I fall to the ground.
Yeah.
You'll fold.
Yeah, some of these fucking yeah. guys, dude, they jump off of platforms like into like it's absolutely wild.
That used to be New Jack's kind of thing too. He would just jump off shit. Yeah. That was his whole move. He's not the most athletic guy. He's just a psycho.
That's where he's gonna be crazy as well. They would actually come in. There were real thumbtacks. Those thumbtack matches were real, dude.
Yeah.
They would turn the ropes into barbed wire. It was real barbed wire.
Have you
ever watched Super Homan?
Zach Amico did. Yeah, well, I have. He's psychotic. We tried to do him at Skankfest too.
Oh, he's the best.
I hate that kid.
You know, like,
what is he? I feel bad for him.
Yeah, well, that's why he's the best.
And we're all laughing at him.
Yeah,
like we're you. Laughing with
yeah,
him. I like you.
Yeah, he's the best.
Still, he's fucking poor kid. His mom's going through 7 microwaves a month.
That's
all of us going.
Shit.
This is me jumping into a pile of sneakers.
Juggalos and juggalettes.
Shall I make juggles and shall I make juggles?
Even starts it by saying, fuck this shit. He doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to fuck this shit.
But he has to.
Yeah.
But like all those things were, they were real in that sense. Like he really did have a fucking barbed wire. Zach Amico did a death match.
Oh, I hate watching him. I love Jeff Cannonball. And I hate watching him hurt himself.
I was there live
like
for that, dude.
That was nuts, dude.
I've never been to a death match. It's like a dream of
Zach Amico is my co-host on this show. And Zach, they decided that they were going to do it with the tubes of glass.
Yep.
What do they call them?
Like fluorescent lighting.
Fluorescent lighting tubes.
Yeah.
And so they ended up just whack the fuck out of each other. Yeah. There's blood everywhere. Zach has a scar on his head, like all the way across his head. And then he was like, it was pretty hardcore, right? He's kind of proud of himself. We had Tommy Dreamer on the network. Tommy Dreamer was doing his podcast on our network.
That's hardcore.
Yeah. And then Zach came in and I was like, oh, Zach, tell Tommy about your match. And then Zach was like, yeah, dude, I did a death match. He was like, look, I got this scar. And Tommy's like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
why? He's like, what is wrong with you? He was like, you don't work with glass. He was like, that's legit. He was like, that's the stupidest thing. You can't control it.
Yeah.
And he just dressed him down like a fool. And Zach was like, well, that did not go how I thought it was going to go.
This will give me a little heat, but you know why people... why wrestlers do these death matches? Because they're not over in any. They're not getting any attention any other way.
Yeah,
they don't know how to become like a big star in wrestling. So like, I'll just be the guy that's grosser and does more pain to myself.
You're literally talking about how we conceptualize Legion of Skanks.
It's like the kid who eats bugs to make friends.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with that.
The Rock never once had to take a fluorescent tube to his throat. You know, like he just did it the right way. He earned it. He didn't
David Arquette do like a crazy match
against Nick Cage, which is similar to you wearing that mask and doing some bullshit to New Jack. David Arquette had no fucking clue what he was signing up for. Nick Cage is a fucking animal. He like if you tried to say, oh, you know, do something right here, like Nick would kill you. He'd try to kill you.
Really?
He's the best.
Can you pull up
some
of that? I don't know if I've ever seen Nick Cage versus David Arquette.
Dude, robbed
a
bank.
The actor?
No.
Okay.
I was saying it kind of wrong, I think. But Nick Gage, like, dude wears a mask to the ring. Like, he always wears, like, a bandana over his face. But then the one time he decided to rob a bank, he didn't wear a mask.
That's awesome.
And that kind of,
that's the other thing about wrestling, too. It's like, back in the day, its origins were not, there was not a lot of money to be made.
No.
It was like you were doing it because it was part of your family. Yep. It was just sort of fun to do. See, these guys were all sort of like fucking.
There's no money in it now.
I mean, I'm sure there's the highest level, right?
At the highest levels.
Yeah, like WWE guys.
That's why there's tons of overlap of comics just trying to make it and wrestlers just trying to make it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of like shitty bookers and dumpy places and like the road. Like there's just tons of overlap of young wrestling and young comedy.
And the open mic circuit for it is you're doing regional shit. You're figuring it out. It's a school that you go to that maybe puts on their own shows and then you sort of, you know, develop a persona.
And let's say you're not a good comic. You say, all right, well, I'll just dress up like an alien and jizz all over the crowd or something. That's kind of what death.
You're going to kill Tony Regular.
That's what death wrestling is, though. These death matches, that's all it is. But they're not good wrestlers. So they're like,
hold on, it's really hitting Lemire that killed any regular line. Do you have David Arquette versus
Nick Gage? Oh, God, it's so bad. There it is. The second one down is a big one.
Yeah.
Check this out. Look at David Arquette. Has no idea what he's doing. And then Nick Gage is getting the crowd jacked because the crowd knows exactly who this fucker is.
Oh.
Spit at him.
Spat on him.
But also, Nick Gage was going to play ball here. In the beginning, Nick Gage is like, okay, we'll just do like a wrestling match. But then what happened?
That didn't look like a wrestling match.
Well, because you'll see, they're doing spots. They'll do a couple spots. But then what happened was David Arquette got mad. Whoa, David Arquette gets mad.
That was a good hurricanrana, dude.
And when David Arquette gets mad, he like tries to really hit Nick Gage.
Oh, I see.
Then that's where he fucked up. Because Nick Gage was like, bro, I'm telling you, like, don't. You can see it happen. Like, Nick snaps. That's Nick Gage. There's some tubes.
Were they supposed to be doing tubes and shit?
Yeah, this is all planned. You'll see when it's not planned.
Oh, man.
Oh, this part is the pizza roller.
Oh, fuck.
Cuts him open.
This is what he wanted, dude.
No, why would you want this?
I just feel like if you're going to use a pizza roll, you're in the kitchen. Get a knife. Just right there. Yeah.
David Arquette loves wrestling. He just wanted to be a wrestler.
He wanted to be. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dude, and now, because he was... to be fair to David Arquette, he is actually technically a really prestigious wrestler. He was at one time WCW champion.
He was, but wasn't he kind of a joke when he was in WCW?
That's why he's so into it now, to prove to everyone that he wasn't a joke. Because that was just a thing to promote the movie. But watch this. There's this great spot. So he actually hits Nick Gage.
This is when he gets mad.
Look, he goes, stop it. And Nick Gage is like, oh, okay. You want to play hardball? That's when he fucked up.
Because
Nick Cage is like, okay, watch this. Dude. Yeah, he hit an artery.
Oh, no. And he said, stop. And then Nick Cage says, I'm going to go harder.
Yeah, because Nick Cage didn't like that he just tried to manhandle him like that. Nick's like, I've been cut before, man. I ain't shit. That's what he's saying right there.
Wow.
And then he goes, come on, man. But if you want to play hardball, watch what he does. He goes, all right, now you fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What's he?
That's the guy that promotes it. Nick throws him down and says, boy, you better stay pinned or you're in a world of hate.
Oh, fuck.
So he pins his ass. And then he got into Luke Perry's car and fucking drove to the hospital.
Wow. That's crazy. I want to watch this documentary.
That's such a good thing.
That's wild. That's really cool. When I was a kid, I really genuinely wanted to be a wrestler. That was like my thing. Up until I was like maybe 13 or 14. At this point, I probably...
He might be a famous wrestler in 4 years. Like, that's how... Like,
he already is.
Who?
Me? Like, you could be like an AEW wrestler, sincerely.
Do you remember how Doink had Dink?
Yeah.
Doink,
Dink, and Dot.
I can be Mark Henry.
Mark Henry's mini.
Little Henry, Little that's Mark, what we call him. But also, sometimes we think about doing a tag team called Thick and Thin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thick and he's thin.
I like it.
I like it. Well, you know, all the wrestlers are before. Short now, too. They hate it when I talk about this shit, too. But
dude, do you know why we're called Thick and Thin, dude?
Because they want the illusion that wrestling's larger than life. Why are you called Thick and Thin?
Because if he challenges, you're going through it, dude.
I like that.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had my damn belt.
We talk about this sometimes when we smoke weed.
No, but all the wrestlers are short.
The number one wrestler,
the most famous wrestler in the world right now is a guy named MJF. He's got the mic work. He's got the skills. He's got the muscles. The kid's a fucking star.
MJF?
Yeah, he's the Otani of wrestling, in my opinion. But he's fucking short. You see him in real life, you go, oh, no.
How tall is he?
5'10".
That's a completely natural height.
That's a real good height.
It is a wrestling. You guys got all. They're all that height.
Nice. That's taller.
You'll be fine.
All right, look, we're gonna wrap this show. It's been fun. You guys are the shit.
You guys are the best.
Thank you, hilarious. Thank you for being here.
I love
you,
buddy. Yeah, thanks for having me, dude.
Lemaire, we miss you. We shouldn't fuck. We knew this scumbag was gonna fucking leave.
You guys, please go see March 19th at Cap City Comedy Club.
Yeah, let's go.
Hell yeah. You guys are the shit, man. Go support Lemaire. Support Gardini and everything that they. Do and once again, congratulations to Shane Gillis for just fucking silencing the haters and I'm sure pissing off a lot of people as well, which rules. But that is amazing. And what am I gonna plug? Let's do plugs real quick. We didn't do any plugs. What are you plugging?
Go to jeffdye.com. I'm touring all over the whole year, and then I've got a bunch of podcasts that you can find at any of my socials, just at Jeff Dye, DYE.
Love it. Gardini?
I'll be at Helium in Philadelphia on April 10th.
Nice.
It's on my Instagram. Sean Gardini, please come if you can.
panties in the mouth, you guys. Patreon.com/PITM.
Hell yeah. And make sure you guys subscribe to Gas Digital. If you guys aren't already subscribed, you got thousands of hours of podcasts that are not available anywhere else in the world. All uncensored, ad-free. There's a bonus Real Ass Podcast, a bonus Legion of Skanks that are only for subscribers that come out every week. So use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Come see me on the road. This weekend, I'll be in Saratoga Springs, Poughkeepsie the following week. Then I'll be in Tampa the week after that. Des Moines, Iowa, right after that. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab those tickets and more. Check out my other pods, Legion of Skanks and the Regs. All right, thank you.
Thank Good you. Night.
That's all, folks.